Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Hope you're doing well.
Hey,
happy Tuesday.
Nice to see you.
Oh, it's good to see you too.
I feel like I've barely seen you last few weeks.
We recorded not long ago,
A couple of 5 days it was, wasn't it? But I don't know, I just feel like you've been ships in the night a little bit, haven't we?
Yeah, how have you been?
I'm good actually. Last few weeks I've been good. How are you?
What do you mean last few weeks? Like, what's changed?
No, I'm just analysing the time where we've not chatted as much. You've been busier with work, you've been doing other projects, you've still been doing Sloppy Joes, like, oh, we've got to squeeze it in this time and can we do that? And it's been a bit more like Joe washes in and then washes off.
I'll get into one of the projects in a bit, the video that's coming out soon, where I had to play, and I should have brought the outfit, I had to play Luke Littler for someone.
Yeah.
And putting his purple and yellow top on kind of really did bring it home to how much I look like Luke Littler.
Yeah, I've seen a picture from the shoot where you're wearing the outfit and it really does look like Luke Littler.
I think we should start the pod by getting people to go donate to your great cause.
Oh, that's a lovely idea.
Why is our Gmail linked to it? I keep getting like,
that's what
Margaret's donated 10 quid. I keep thinking, tight bastard.
That's what the
Okay, Margaret.
That's what the GoFundMe page is through.
Yeah. So what are you running?
So I'm running a marathon at the weekend. So it's Tuesday today. Sunday I'm running a marathon. This weekend.
No, you're not.
What? Yeah.
As in Sunday.
As in the Sunday that we next see will be me running the York Marathon.
Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen, in the corner. So this is a lot of Ethan.
Oh, yes. Hello, everyone.
Hi, Ethan. You okay?
Are
you?
Yeah, I've been all right last couple 5 days.
Very good. He's done you there.
He's done me.
Can we just to finish off? So we'll put the link in the description. I mentioned it on the other podcast, but the link wasn't ready and it was all a bit of a shambles. The link is in there now. It is a homeless charity called The Wellspring, and obviously they're a homeless charity, so they do fantastic work. They're really good, and they really could do the help. They're not some big mega national multinational corporation who have got billions and they spend it all on admin and don't even give anyone any money. They're actually doing stuff with all of the money you give them. So please donate to that. Thank you.
So what are you humming for?
It's just, it sounds rather attached, like he's, I don't know, maybe he's getting something from this.
You're not getting a little.
I'm not getting a little.
Are you ready?
No.
What do you need to, where do you need to be ready?
Probably 22 miles in, and then I can do the last 4.
What's the longest run you've done so far?
The longest run I've done so far is 26K, and the marathon is 40K.
Okay.
So we've got we're over halfway there.
And what is your day going to be like, or your week going to be like between now?
So, yeah.
We record this on the Monday, by the way.
Yes, it's coming out tomorrow. I did, I ran 13K yesterday, just to keep the legs ticking over. Then I don't know if I'll do any more now. I don't think you meant to on the last week.
Hold on.
You do a taper.
So you're not going to run it anymore now?
Well, I might do one just little keep the legs going, keep the fidget spinner working.
How did you feel after 26K?
Tired, ill.
Did you feel like you had 14 more K in you?
I don't know what that feels like, but I did. My hips were really hurting. I realised then that I need to take ibuprofen and paracetamol with me.
Really?
Yeah.
What, halfway through the run?
Yeah, because my ankles and hips were aching.
Gaviscon as well.
Yeah, well, I take Rennie's every time because I get really bad indigestion when I'm running.
You can feel it creeping up, can't you?
Yeah, it's horrible. So I'll be bringing that. Loads of gels. Lizzie's dad's going to make me some flapjack, apparently, so that'll be good. High energy.
Just buy a flapjack.
Oh, yeah, let me just go to the fucking news agent that's on the running track, shall I?
Yeah, well, buy one before you get there.
Why
has everyone got a chip in, Ethan? Do you know what I mean?
You just talked about charity a second ago. Have you donated?
Oh, yeah, my dad's going to buy you a flap, make you a flapjack.
What's wrong with that?
It'll save you all the washing up, pal. I'll go buy one for a quid down the road. Morrison's. I don't know why I hate Lizzie's dad's flapjack.
Yeah, he makes a lovely flapjack.
Yeah.
Very sticky.
Can I have some even though I don't run?
No, you can go and fucking buy them from the shop like you preach, sir.
So what are you going to listen to?
This is a very good question. It's on the Sunday, so I'll be listening to the football at 2. Radio BBC Sounds style.
Are you going to listen to the match, yeah?
Yeah, not United.
Who's on?
It's like Wolves-Chelsea or something. They play every week, so it can't be them. But you know what I mean? Something like that. It's like Wolves and City or something. So I'll be listening to that at 2. Before that, though, it starts way before that. I'm hoping to do it in under the maximum, which is 7 hours. That's my only goal. Right. Finish this bitch.
Yeah.
So I'll get a combination of podcasts. I'll probably have a little Kanye West playlist on loop because he's the ultimate hype machine. Off the pitch, not don't necessarily agree with his politics, but on the field, my God, he's generational.
You might need a little bit of, you might need a little bit of that.
He's getting the game right. Yeah. So there'll be a little bit of that, a little bit of power. Probably I might have a little 1960s kind of early folk music to get me through. A little Crosby, Stills and Nash.
Nice.
Maybe a little bit of the Band.
Yeah.
And then probably have like a little Robbie Williams sesh as well.
Brilliant.
Hell is gone and heaven's here. There's nothing left for you to fear. Just come over here.
A guy I know who works on the radio, James, is a producer. He made, I might have said this before, but he's a runner and he made himself a sort of a mega mix, as he called it.
I like that.
And between songs, he also put like inspirational, like inspirational quotes that he got one of the newsreaders to read out. To keep him going, and then he mixed in sports commentary from some of the best moments of the last 60 years.
Now that so I like after, oh, that could get me really going.
I could see if he still got it after like the final. He was a United fan, so after like about 40 minutes of music, he played like the final 15 minutes of radio commentary from Barcelona in 99.
Oh, this is good.
Nice, this, isn't it?
This is good.
Then he played a little bit more, and he also liked his rugby. So when Johnny Wilkinson won the 2003 Rugby World Cup with the last kick of the game, played that. He loves running, so he played the commentary the 4 minute mile.
Roger Bannister.
Yeah, that's the one.
Well, presumably the first 4 minute mile. Not just some like 16 year old who did it at his local club last month.
What else did he do? What else sporting moment? What Kelly Holmes.
What would other good ones be?
What comment, not just name, what could you listen to get you going? I find it, I don't know how it would work.
Go on.
No, you go first.
I tell you what I'd like. Do you know when in Lord of the Rings, where
is it?
It's not Théoden, is it? Who is it? The king, where he does that before they go in, and he does the little troops where he's knocking his sword on everyone's pike.
Death. Yeah.
I'd like that, and then the violins come in. Oh my God, I could have a bit of that. I'm going to have a little Lord of the Rings session. I've just decided.
And I like the Avengers, where the all Avengers come back from the dead.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Avengers assemble.
That'd be nice. And you know the other thing that I'm going to be doing a lot. And I might even, we'll see, phone people, chat on the phone.
You know, yeah.
I do that a lot. Because the problem with running, and people talk about this about, but people love talking about the feet, the legs, the lungs, the heart rate. Da, da. It's the most boring thing you can do. It's like standing still, but it hurts. So it's already something that's shit, which is being upright. Yeah. Upright is nowhere as good as... nowhere near as good as any other, you know, sitting down, laying down is better than being upright. We can all agree on that.
Yeah.
This is upright, but it hurts.
I like that.
It's so boring. You can do it with people, but you're not really doing it with people. There's no back and forth. It's just something crap for 6 hours. So I like to ring people on the phone, have a little chat.
I've got an idea.
Go on.
Why don't you ring me? Yeah. I won't pick up. Leave me a voice note, a voicemail,
okay,
and we'll listen to them after the on pod.
Okay, how about every 5 miles, if I remember? No, that's 20. Yeah. We don't need that many.
Nah.
Every 10 miles, and then everyone near the end. I'll give you a ring, and I'll leave you a couple of voicemails, and we can listen to them.
We can listen to them on the pod.
Yeah, I'm 20 miles in. Can you imagine that one? 23
mate,
miles in.
I don't even know what's going on. What are you going to do after? Have you planned it?
It depends what I'm able to do. Ideally, maybe some food and a few beers, but I know it's going to be one of them. Two beers, and I'm going to want to go to bed.
Are you doing the thing boxers do for runs, where they don't have a...
Yes.
Really?
I hadn't planned on doing that, now. I don't think that's what's letting me down here, to be honest.
Yeah, well, you might need a little bit more, you know, spunk.
Gumption. I might need a bit more spunk, actually. That's a good point.
Ethan, what would keep you going?
What would keep me going, Joe? I would probably say the Italian national anthem.
What?
That's a
How does
really
that go?
Good one. That's really good. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Is that right? Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Sounds shy.
Yeah, it's really good. It's up there, France, Italy. Brazil.
So you sit this for 6 hours?
USA.
You can't do the Russian one.
Why not?
It's just not too good these days.
Yeah, that's true.
I met a group of mates in London the other day, which I'll speak about on the next pod. Two Russians, one Ukrainian lad. Not arsed. That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. House on fire. Them three.
What?
Got on like a house on fire. That wasn't a comment on this political landscape.
We're going to do the 9 out of 10 Club World Cup soon.
Yep.
But you've got an unfortunate error on our Instagram, Joe.
Yeah.
But there's two unfortunate errors you want to bring up. One's your pervy ways, and the other is your spelling mistake.
Well, what I wanted to do is, I wanted to just blind go into this. I want us all to whip out our Instagram Explore page.
Yeah.
Because
there's a debate raging on between us three about who's...
Yeah.
Right,
because let me tell you right now, the Sloppy Joe's Podcast's Explore page. So if you don't know what Explore page is, in the bottom of the page, you can see... Sorry, let me turn my brightness down. At the bottom of the page there, there's a little magnifying glass, which is search. Now, before search, you get this, which is the sort of videos that Instagram thinks you'll like based on the other stuff that you've been looking at. So if we can all just get them out quickly.
Yeah, I'll show mine straight away. This is my personal one. Okay. I swear, look, there you go. There. Oh, that's Steph. I don't want to show you a picture of Steph, but she used to work at the Mank. There's a fact that one of my podcasts, probably my favourite podcast that I do, has been nominated for an award. Not this one. And then I go on my Explore page.
Stop a sec. What was that?
A podcast that I do has been nominated for an award.
What podcast did you do?
A Man United podcast.
What award?
Bestpodcastoftheyear.com.
Bestpodcastoftheyear.com.
For the Northwest.
You won't win that. Shit, innit?
Yeah. I shouldn't really tell you. Take that. I'll cut that. Anyway, so then I click on my little...
Explore.
I have got films, lots of men holding meat, which isn't rude for the audio listeners. Pasta dishes.
Have a look.
Look, I'm not even lying. Burger dishes.
It's squeaky clean, isn't it?
Lots of Fontaine's DC. For some reason, the Joker's coming up quite a bit. I don't know, maybe you just wanted me to see the new Joker myself. That's weird.
That is weird. A lot of you on yours, isn't there?
Yeah, and stuff about Oasis.
Well, that's pretty clean. Mine is a hell of a lot of watermelon videos at the moment.
I'm wondering if Ethan is the fucking culprit here. Show me yours straight away.
Let's have a look at yours, Ethan.
Mine is majority football stuff. Also, Joe McGrath there.
What's that? Which one?
Yeah.
I don't know, just a real close-up in your mug. There you are.
Let's just cut to the chase. This Sloppy Joe's one, which we all have access to.
All of us do.
The view page on this is absolutely
filth.
Absurd. And I don't mean like, how many is there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. There's 13 squares on that page. Every single one of them is a woman with a suggestive outfit on. I want to know. Because up until doing these 9 out of 10 Club World Cup posts, one of which I've botched today, I didn't really go on our Instagram from our side very often.
Well, that's okay. Not nice,
maybe
is
that's
it?
an admission of something that I shouldn't have said, but that's the truth. I want to know who's manufactured this bad boy.
I have got a theory. My theory is,
because you refresh it and it's only getting
endless.
Worse.
It's endless.
Pop.
It's endless. My theory, My theory is that because none of us really spend too much time on it, Christ, that's unbelievable.
Send me that.
She must have a sore back.
No, shut up.
Right. because none of us spend too much time on it, I think they're trying. You seem to be having a great time over there. She's got no arms.
All right. Carry on.
It's
upsetting to look at. I'm going to go back to mine.
I think it's trying to keep us hooked by showing us naked ladies.
Right. Well, interestingly, I don't really go on the For You page on my own home account that much either. And yet it thinks I like watermelon and smash burgers.
What do you mean? Why watermelon?
There we go.
You're a dirty bastard.
It is.
What? Watermelons.
Watermelons.
Yeah, melons, yeah.
Big look, melons.
You've been searching melons, haven't you, Ethan?
Big old melons.
Big old
true.
Melons, and here you are.
Yeah, there's none
trying to blame me.
There's one. Look. These watermelon videos, have you seen them?
No, what do they do?
They are the most ripe. They just like pop.
Is that
open.
The globe?
They just pop open.
No, that's
open,
a watermelon.
He's
talking about watermelons.
Look
and
how
ripe
it is, look.
It just, of...
You can open it with your fingers.
Oh, it's loaded.
It's loaded. But that's what mine's full of. So who's manufactured this?
What's your theory then?
Is my genuine theory is, in the early days of Sloppy Joe's, me and Ethan went on our account once and it was already like this. So right. I think it's just stayed locked in stasis. Because none of us really got it anymore. I think it has to be you.
Has to be.
Because there was another thing that used to be on ours a lot. And I'm sort of...
We can't talk about that. That generally wasn't me. That wasn't me. That can't have been me.
Oh,
shit. Can't blame that on me.
There was a lot. And again, I don't know why this is coming up. I don't know what does this.
I don't think you can say this.
Of course I can. It's a thing. It's real. These are people. It was a lot of people with quite profound disabilities, wasn't it? And...
But what do you think I'm searching for there?
That's what I want.
I'm not that much of a fucking weirdo.
That's what I want to ask you, Joe, because what have you searched for there?
I generally think, I don't know what the disability thing's about. I generally think they're trying to keep us hooked on that page a bit longer by showing us naked ladies.
But there's science behind it. They don't know if we're necessarily interested in naked ladies unless we're looking for that.
So explain yourself then. How's this happened?
I think we're missing something here. You know, the podcast is we're an okay podcast. We've allowed ourselves ways to outsource our Instagram, and I think that we aren't looking at the fact that I believe there is two other people who have access to our Instagram.
That's interesting.
Jamie, don't want to blame you, Jamie.
But Jamie is
from Glasgow.
Is the current
Dirty
clip,
Devil.
Is the clip whiz.
He's clip whiz, and some of it is Scottish themed. There. Did you see what the one of them did with the Iron Brew? And also, another guy who we won't name. Don't want to be sued. He used to have access to our Instagram. Does he still have access to it?
The password hasn't been changed since its inception, Joe. So if he wants it, he's got it. So what you're saying is we've got
two former colleagues who are doing...
Well, one's current.
Shit.
No, you know what? This is classic McGrath.
It might be classic
McGrath. Hold on!
This might be classic McGrath. It might be classic McGrath.
It's nothing!
No, he almost had me there, but I think this might be classic McGrath.
I tell you what we can do. It's a couple of experiments.
Go on.
Get your TikTok out.
Yeah.
And scroll through the first five and explain them. Then, Joe, you do first. Ethan, I want to see your hands.
What?
So you Joe. Say, check your phone if there's no naked ladies.
Check your phone.
Right.
Check your phone. I want you to see, check your phone.
So here's my Instagram. My TikTok, sorry.
First five videos, see if you're clear.
Huge magnet versus copper sphere.
Clear on the first one.
Since when is TikTok allowing people to casually flash us?
Oh.
Wait a sec.
Second one's rude-ish.
That's not rude.
Flashers.
Yeah, but I think it's a joke. It's the third one.
What's he saying?
Mouth tape and nose strips are a scam.
Oh, great. So we just don't have that fucking hype.
What's this? That's an advert. That doesn't count. See that? It's a CeraVe advert.
So you had two adverts already on your first five.
I have the best camo. This is comparing military planes camo. And finally, Ryan Gosling today in Portsmouth, UK, England. Not okay. Me. I'm safe.
Me. Fucking please, God.
Say, what you got?
Should I go? Yeah, go on mine. What? Oh, straight away, meet the new rescue puppies. Oh, my God.
Turn it so we can...
Straight away, meet the new rescue puppies at the RSPCA Chesterfield because we're thinking about getting a new dog.
Hurry up, clean.
Oh, my God. Clean. Only Scrans. Clean. He's back. Manchester Hope. Hyped out. Anti-aging secret, the 1% are hiding. There's an advert. I'll skip that one. There's an advert about getting your hair done, but don't use them. Use suns.co.uk. There's Chloe Slater, the girl I talked about in the last...
Who's that?
She's an artist called Chloe Slater.
Oh, interesting.
Talked about her in the last podcast.
Closest thing yet.
And this is, we're giving away a one-night stay.
Okay, so that's clean as well then.
Ethan, get your phone out, big man.
I'm going on the reels, is that correct?
No. You go on the reels if you want.
Oh, TikTok.
TikTok.
I only use the... I don't have a TikTok account.
Okay, let's do his Instagram reels then.
I think he does have a TikTok. He's such a dirty bastard. Works in social media, doesn't have the biggest app of all time.
I must... Turn your phone now! I've only got Stretford Paddock.
Okay, go on reels then.
Go on your reels.
All right, okay, so this is reels.
Read them off.
This is how people get into podcasts.
Yeah, next.
Comedy sketch there. That's a bad idea, guys. Quite funny. Just a little comedy sketch
next.
Again. Look, more comedy when you don't like someone enough to keep
next.
On. You know, a little observational. The pre-audition process for TV talent shows. Mr. Sam O'Leary, very funny man. I must say, gives me a good old laugh. And lastly, my old colleagues talk about me after I've left versus what they're actually saying.
Well, we're none the wiser,
Pep
are we?
McMahon
someone in the comments.
I think you can blame me if you want
here.
For being, you know, the man who likes breasts. But you know, aren't we all guilty of that?
This is such a bad way to approach a courtroom, isn't it?
Your Honour, tell me, this doesn't put a smile on your
face. As the defendant, may I speak for one moment before the sentence is revealed? Sure. I killed a man. But in a way, aren't we all guilty of killing my personality? Killing me as a person right now? Hey, we're all guilty of that. So yes, if it's wrong to kill someone, throw them up and throw away the key. So you've done it then. You've just admitted it.
Yeah. No, I've not done nothing.
You said yes.
I've not done it.
What have you been up to, Ethan?
Yeah, how have you been, mate?
Oh, I've just spent all my time looking at tits on social media.
Looking at tits in the mirror, more like.
Why have you spent all your time doing that?
I've got plenty of time on my hands to do that these days.
Not just time on your hands, is it, by the sound of things?
No, other herbs as well, yes. Bit of cooking. Herbs.
Very good. Fantastic today.
How have you been, Ethan?
You've just...
I know, but...
Use yourself.
Yeah, how are you feeling?
Oh, yes, well, are you aware of the band Madness?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, bit of... baggy trousers.
Oh, second podcast in a row. He's got his new baggy trousers out, looking great.
These are different ones.
Oh, yes. All set for the dating scene.
Ah, okay.
Gone
pretty,
isn't it?
We won't get it too far into the past. The future is where we're heading, Ethan. The dating scene. This is good.
So you're available for dates?
Yes. Poly couple now.
No.
What does that mean?
True. That's not the truth.
What's a poly couple?
Where you can have more than one partner.
No.
Hang on a sec. Is this the first time since the pod started that any one of us has been single?
Yeah. And now it's Ethan James. Ready for that sloppy Joes. What app are you on? Or are you on any apps at the minute?
Before we get to that, how are you feeling about it all?
Well, obviously, I was quite public about my... relationship with Manisha, so it's very sad, but obviously we're very adult and we move on in this world, so it's good to tell. People are obviously interested, so it's good to probably we talk about our lives and that, so we should probably open up on that.
Hope she's doing all right as well, because we're friendly with Manisha. Lost a subscriber, of course, which is always a shame, but sorry to hear that you've gone through that, but you know, as Joe said, onwards and upwards. How's the dating scene? If there is a dating scene.
If there is one.
Well, you know, the old apps and stuff.
Oh, yes.
The Hinges and the Tinders of this world. And I've noticed I'm not very prolific on them until I made a few tweaks.
Brilliant. Oh, absolutely.
These are brilliant. This is great because, as well, there are people watching this, Ethan, who are single, who maybe don't get all the success in the world on the apps, who could do with a couple of your tips.
Yeah, oh God.
Look a bit funny like you.
Don't say that.
Sorry.
But maybe, does it?
Can we see the photos you've picked?
Probably not.
Probably not right now. But what I've done is I had a bit of a conversation a couple of months ago with my friend Anya, Matt's girlfriend, and she was reviewing my profile. First of all, first lesson, get rid of that mustache, I was told.
Wow.
Not a fan of that. So... Off with the photos and off the face in real life.
Do you find that more of your photos have got you with glasses on or off?
Well, most with on, but I thought I'd have a bit of a mix that people see the eyes, that people see the glasses. A bit of both. That was the two options there.
Yeah.
And then...
Not to mention the bridge of the nose, covering that babo. Yeah. It's one of your best features, the bridge of that nose.
Well, these glasses aren't so strong. I always have a red mark on my nose. That's interesting, isn't it?
It's cute.
Oh, yeah.
Probably one of the most interesting things you've ever said.
Oh, yes. And
he's up there.
A picture of the dog is necessary.
Brilliant.
Just the dog.
So everyone replies to pictures of me with the dog. That's the main one. Love your dog, mate. Class dog. Let me have a go on that dog.
Who the fuck are you matching
Paul Gascoigne.
Love your dog, mate. What is this talk?
Love your dog, mate. Class dog, that. Yeah.
No, we didn't.
Proper wicked little mongrel, that bad boy.
We're not being banned.
Fucking hell.
Well, what I was doing is I started sending messages to people. Because that's what you have to do in Hinge, is like a way to approach them or whatever.
Yeah.
So I took some screenshots of ones where I thought I was quite funny.
This is good. We'll rate these out of 10.
And I'm looking at them now, and I'm thinking I'm not actually that funny at all.
It's dating, isn't it? You're not going to be Tommy Cooper on an app.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
I'm not going to show you the pictures of the people, because I'm sure they don't want that. But there's a picture of two girls with two paddle boards, and the girl in question has a much smaller paddle board. And I said, your paddle board compared to your friend's paddle board, Must be the same feeling I get when I go to the urinals.
Nice, you got a small willy. So you don't be so self-deprecating straight away.
That's not. It's a nice little opener, though. Isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Also, but I know it's not, though, is it, Joe?
It's not bad.
Hiya, this is the first time I'm messaging you. I've got a small penis.
When you phrase it like that, it does feel a bit out of pocket, as the Americans like to say.
I'd have gone the other way around.
Yeah, I've got a massive knobby, is what you should have said. Plump old boy.
And it needs two hands to hold it.
Yeah.
Like a paddle boot.
Yeah. It's like a freshly baked French baguette. Ooh. Steaming. And
you can rip off the end when you walk home.
Oh, yes.
Nibble on that while you're walking home.
Oh, rip that off.
Christ.
What else have you said? Did she reply?
I don't think so.
Classic.
But she didn't reply.
Next.
There was a girl who had a couple of fans behind her on holiday, and I went... Okay. You must be more famous than me.
Playing on the fact that he's got a podcast.
No, I didn't say that. Playing on the fact he sold out a live show. That was just me being a bit of fun there.
Has anyone asked you about what you do for work? Like, what does it say in your bio?
I was talking to someone, and they done a bit of further research on me.
What?
And they showed a colleague at work.
They work for the police. MI5. So they ran him through the system.
Yeah.
And my God, did it show up some results.
Yeah.
Unbelievable stuff.
And showed a colleague at work who recognised the Instagram picture because it was the same on my Hinge, went onto the Instagram and was like, yes, I do know him. I watch Sloppy Joe's. So that kind of unveiled me. Wow. So that's how they found my Instagram or something like
do
that.
Do you think that will help you or hurt you, this podcast?
I try to keep it slightly secretive because I don't want to upset too much people, but I'm probably a bit more of an arse in here than I am in real life.
I've been without you, and I think I'm consistently a bit of an arse, but maybe I just
you know, just have a bit of fun sometimes and let my hair down.
Yeah.
What do you think the wackiest thing is you put on your profile? Like, have you answered anything funny or have you got... Because it's not just like Tinder back in the day. I was on Tinder for about 8 years ago.
Hmm.
It was very short and like to the
point. It was just like bio. And you wrote what you want.
No, you fucking can leave it.
Do you know what I'd done, Joe? Yeah. I went on Tinder, I would get very few likes. And I wouldn't have the gold subscription, so you can't see who likes you. And then I was just thinking, oh, this is a bit of a shame. So I changed it to blokes. Next thing, and you had more than 99 likes. That's good, isn't it?
A little confidence booster there.
And when are you meeting Jeff?
And his 98 friends.
What did you open with the paddle line with Kevin, the way you did with that girl?
Oh, I should have probably done that, actually.
Lovely.
Well, Ethan's
great. I just made that clear there. That was just to see if the app was broken rather than me trying something new.
It's up to you, mate. I
appreciate that, but I must continue to insist. that was just to see if the old app worked.
Just a fake.
Yeah,
let's be honest, Ethan. The app works.
Yeah.
Well,
we knew the app worked. Doesn't stop working.
And there's nothing
it?
Wrong with it if you, know, it you want to do that. You want to do that.
There's nothing wrong, but it makes me think maybe I am built more for that. Oh God.
Christ almighty.
Makes me built think that I'm more built for that world and I'm more of a healthy target amongst that population than I am the my target population.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Why do you think that is?
I think I'd be characterised as a twink, Joe.
Which is?
And a twink is... Do you want me to get up the definition of that? What do you think it is?
A man who is quite small.
Petite.
Probably could be thrown around like a rag doll if you so choose. Do you know what I mean? Probably something like that.
And are you ticking all those boxes, are you?
I've gained a bit of weight in the last month. I've gained like a stone.
Wow.
I think. Which I need to lose. So maybe that could prevent that.
Yeah, I'll take it off you. A twink, which does have its own Wikipedia page.
Great.
Which is incredible.
Twink is gay slang for a man who is usually, put in brackets, but not always, in his late teens to 20s, whose traits may include a slim to average physique, a youthful appearance, little or no body hair, flamboyancy, which is, oh, you're out there. Twink can be used as both, sometimes you get with bears, it says here. You sometimes
I've not done that before.
Unbelievable.
I think let's just do whatever makes you happy, Ethan.
No,
we'll
no.
We'll check back
no.
in on you periodically on your dating journey. But thanks for sharing that with us. That was very nice.
I think we concluded on the wrong foot.
Huh?
What? Well, it was just a confidence boost.
Oh yeah, don't worry.
It's been females. There's another funny line if you want. There's a girl called T.
There we go.
And her hint, or whatever you call it, a prompt is called, dating me is like a chocolate digestive. Once you start, you can't stop. And I said, but I suppose you might fall apart quite easily if the chocolate digestive is always in tea.
Oh, man.
And she didn't reply.
Yeah, of course she didn't.
Oh, never mind,
Never mind, eh?
Oh, it's all just a horrible, horrible world out there, isn't it?
What a world.
Before we eat, this episode is a slightly shortened one than normal. That's because I was doing some filming the other day with a whole host of incredible names. With Angry Ginge.
Or as you called him on the text to us, letting us know you couldn't film when we said we could. Angry Fingers.
Angry Ginge, Stephen Tries, yep. Jamie Hutchinson, Luke Littler, and Wayne Rooney.
Luke Littler was there as well?
So I'll say, I'm on an NDA.
And
NDA.
Wayne Rooney?
Yeah, I'm on an NDA.
Wow.
All I can say is what? I had one line to say.
Yeah. Was it, check out Sloppy Joe's podcast, the thing I'm missing to be here?
Oh, like when you checked out with the dart.
Brilliant. And I do a lot of stuff, but I was so nervous for just to say that one line. Like I was visibly
could
shaking.
You tell us the line?
Yes, I can. No, it's a joke in the Stephen Tries. It's actually a joke Stephen Tries wrote for me to say to Angry Ginge. I don't want to say it out loud because it's in the video. It's in the video coming out. Basically, I had to say that the only thing Angry Ginge used to stream was tears when his dad left him.
Oh. That's a big one.
I had to say that to his face.
Did he know it was coming?
No, he didn't really understand the idea of the video, which was basically Stephen ripping him a new one for 15, 20 minutes.
How did he take it?
Yeah, like a champ. Oh. I mean, it took him a couple of minutes to settle in, but then when he realised this was not going to stop, and even I was in on it, I was just the friendly face when he first came in.
And then next thing you know, you're
next thing you know, Stephen tries to give me jokes like you wouldn't believe.
That sounds lovely. Was it fun?
Yeah, it's fun. That's going to be out soon, so stay watching for that. So I do apologise. That's why we're doing last minute filming. But yeah, Angry Ginge, Luke Littler, Wayne Rooney, Stephen Tries, Jamie Hutchinson. Big video coming soon.
Should we get to the 9 out of 10 club, Joe?
Yes!
Let's do it.
Spring onions versus, you know, better.
Right, it's not spring onions. It's spring rolls, I just put the wrong word in.
Right, I'll go to it.
Is it not
just
Smith?
Go to me, because he is rattling about. As Joe Smith rattles about with today's playoff, it is going to be an incredibly intense one today. It is the 9 out of 10 Club World Cup. We are in the round of, what is the round of, no, 36? Fucking hell, round of 32. And yes, as you're watching at home, this is going on for quite a while. Today's matchup, which on Instagram was titled Spring Onions versus Fino Pitta.
Bit of an error there. But it is, in fact, Spring Rolls versus the aforementioned Fino Pitta. Ethan put this one in the
Do you remember this, Ethan?
Or do I remember what a Fino Pitta is? No, I've been kicked in the head by a horse.
Do you remember suggesting Fino Pittas?
Yes.
Because, great. Cheers for doing a podcast with me. A bit more of that.
Yes, it's a great food. It's very tasty. It was one of the most creative things on the Nando's menu. The problem is I've either got a gluten intolerance, a lactose intolerance, or both. So I always blow it up after every time I eat it.
I'll tell you this though, I don't remember spring rolls making their way into the Nando's.
You know what it was? It was those phenomenal spring rolls from a specific venue that were packed from a place that you went, McGrath.
No, you're right. You went there.
It was from Foe.
It was from Foe.
These aren't there.
What are these? What the fuck are these?
Well, we said we're not going to do any if it's too specific. So these are just general spring rolls.
Foe are a brand, the UK wide brand.
No, sorry.
Right, well, spring rolls have been let down big time. First, you called them spring onions on the Instagram.
That's all let down.
And now they're just normal ones. Ethan, come and get this.
Spring onions?
No,
He wrote spring onions on Instagram. So people on Instagram have to vote between spring onions or Fino Piz.
Well, I said fucking clean sweep for the Fino. That's world class.
Ethan, come and eat that.
All right.
No, but there was a picture of spring rolls. People know what I meant.
Vote yeah, you'd hope they did. There's Fino your Piz. Half of that Fino Piz there. Do you want a big bit of it, Ethan?
Well, go on then.
Go on then, come round here. I eat this quick, make a note of it.
Do you want me to make a note?
Yeah, we need to be done in 5 minutes.
Can I take that? Bob?
Take that.
I need to. So, what, maybe 20 seconds ago?
25
seconds ago?
Wow.
So, you've got a few cuts in here, McGraw. You better bloody make them.
I probably will.
Well.
You have to make them.
We've not said anything that will get us cancelled.
I know, but it's just boring and shit for people to watch.
What do you mean? Like what?
This.
Of course I'll cut this bit out. Yeah. What's the other one? What's another one?
I'll just try and rush through.
No! Come on. People not ask. Last time I edited a podcast, I put a picture of Ethan's animation on your face for a minute and no one mentioned it.
Did you mean to?
Come on.
Yeah, of course I did. For a joke to see who watches it. No one. Well, they're not asked. Oh, well.
Right, I'll go to your single and if you're doing that.
Tell you what, I kind of, in all this chaos, forgot how crispy a spring onion can be.
Oh, yeah.
But how delicious a Fino Pita can be.
Yeah. And from now on, can we call them spring rolls, which is the actual thing that's going in?
Yeah.
I've been shocked today. This is a real get it in your mouth and tell me what's good. Because you know, a lot of them, you read it, you know the answer, you taste it, the answer remains the same. I've changed my answer today.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Going into this, I thought I knew what was going to win. And just to reveal the sloppers.
Yeah, on, patrons, what are the patrons saying?
The sloppers on Patreon have voted in favour of the spring roll 55% to 45%.
What?
But I'm going to have to let you down, folks. Because for me, the Fino Pita is a better product. I'm going Pita. My vote is with Pita. Ethan James.
Well, obviously, I'm a big fan of the Fino, but health reasons must play a big part here.
Why?
If I'm why? Getting...
No, he didn't ask you why you put Pitt.
That's not criteria.
Be with health reasons and let him have health reasons.
If I'm to take a big hit after a Fino and feel awful, does a man want to feel awful because of food? No, probably not. But it is very good. But the spring onion is a great...
It's a spring roll.
It depends who's fucking... depends who's on the Instagram, innit?
Yeah.
The
yeah,
spring
Your Honor.
Roll...
I did it.
...is a great acquisition to a meal.
And also, less healthy than a Fino Pita. So that whole health angle, I wasn't expecting you to come down on the side of the Pita as being the worst one.
The Fino wins.
Oh! Which means, Joe...
Which means I'm up to me.
It's all on you, big boy.
It was a difficult decision, and both of them were actually quite delicious. But I've made my mind up. I've gone for the Fino onion.
Oh! No? What's that?
It's intense, isn't it? I meant the Fino. The Fino has
won.
Oh,
he's won it! He's overcome it!
Fino Pita.
That's 2 weeks in a row now. Guinness overcame the public vote, and now the Fino Pita has overcome the public vote.
We didn't get as much backlash on the Guinness and Coke thing. I thought we were going to get more, but people were very adamant. So there we have it. Fino Pita into the next round of the cup.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Going to face some tricky, tricky decisions there.
Again, before we go, please click on the link in the description. Please donate to the charity for the marathon that I'm running. It is a marathon. I know they look a bit shit these days compared to when doing an ultra marathon. But it's still hard. So if you could donate, that would be really helpful. Thank you very much. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Joe, for turning
Thank
up.
You. Yeah, sorry, my fault for the shorter end episode, okay. But we got two big boys coming your way. That should be in your dating profile.
What big boy?
Two big boys
coming your way.
Oh, just my luck with my new changes in my life.
Absolutely. Right. See you later, everyone. Bye. Wave, Ethan.
Oh, and I must say, Let's get us to 10,000 bloody subs, eh? Go on, before the end of the year. Go on. Do it now. Click it now. That's bought us a few more seconds.
It wasn't nice. Shit.
This podcast is brought to you by Sons.co.uk.
Yes, Sloppy Joe's 33 to get 33% off their fabulous products. But Joe, I mean, what kind of world are Sons.co.uk in?
Well, Sons are in the, and I hate to say it, a world that you find yourself embroiled in. A world of hair loss and hair loss prevention.
Unfortunately, I do find myself in this world, but fortunately, I find myself finding sons.co.uk.
And the thing is, yes, obviously, at the moment, you're the one who's more sort of in potential sort of dire need of sons.co.uk. But I tell you what, my hairline ain't what it used to be. And I think a very high percentage of men will experience some sort of hair loss before the age of 35. So it's not just about getting in when it's too late. It's about preventing, and sons.co.uk are here to do that.
Go and check out their products. They are clinically proven treatments that have got you covered. They include sprays and tablets, shampoos and vitamins. There's loads on the website, and you can get it being paid per month. So try our code, SloppyJoes33, sons.co.uk.
Link in the description.